I'm pianist Sarah Cahill, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Matthew Cochran, instructor of guitar at Interlaken Center for the Arts. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matthew. That was Interlaken's own Matthew Cochran playing our theme on his guitar. We would love to feature you playing our theme on whatever instrument you play. You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need to know about how to do that at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters, and happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Old American Songs Week. Week one, anyway, on IPR's Kids Commute. We will answer our Quizlet after the music today. On Monday, we met the baritone that we've been hearing all week, Mr. William Warfield. After he graduated high school, he went to the Eastman School of Music on a full scholarship and had just barely graduated when World War II broke out, so he joined the Army to fight in the war. After the war, he went back to Eastman to get his master's degree, but he couldn't finish because he auditioned and earned a role in the national tour of the musical revue Call Me Mister. And that made him very popular right away. Now let's talk about today's old American song. It's called I Bought Me a Cat. It's also known by the titles The Farmyard Song, I Love My Rooster, or I Bought Me a Horse. Now, this is basically a nonsense song. It's one that you just sing for fun. So there's a refrain that adds one farm animal with each repeat. And if you listen in the background, the harmony and the music that goes with it kind of sound like barnyard sounds. So one more time this week, here is William Warfield with Aaron Copland at the piano performing I Bought Me a Cat.
I bought me a cat, my cat pleased me. I fed my cat under yonder tree. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a duck, my duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a goose, my goose pleased me. I fed my goose under yonder tree. My goose says paw, paw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a hen, my hen pleased me. I fed my hen under yonder tree. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a pig, my pig pleased me. I fed my pig under yonder tree. My pig says griffry, griffry. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a cow, my cow pleased me. I fed my cow under yonder tree. My cow says moo, moo. My pig says griffy, griffy. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a horse, my horse pleased me. I fed my horse under yonder tree. My horse says neigh, neigh. My cow says moo, moo. My pig says griffy, griffy. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a wife, my wife pleased me. I fed my wife under yonder tree. My wife says honey, honey. My horse says neigh, neigh. My cow says moo, moo. My pig says griffy, griffy. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee.
Oh, such a cute song. I think fiddle-i-fee would be a great name for a cat. That was I Bought Me a Cat, an old American song arranged by Aaron Copland and performed by Copland and William Warfield. Copland and Warfield recorded so many great old American songs. We're going to listen to more of them next week, too. But if you would like to hear them all end to end without any talking, you can listen to this week's Maya Mix. We invented this for Kids Commute and Maya, who wanted to listen to the music from our show while she does her homework. A new format, by the way, for the Maya Mix. You'll find that in a Spotify playlist, but that'll be on the post for this week for Old American Songs at kidscommute.org. Now, kids commuters, let's answer the Quizlet. What is the oldest national park in the United States? Many of you answered this. The answer is Yellowstone National Park. It was established on March the 1st, 1872. It's 148 years old in 2020. If you got it, woohoo for you! You are entered to win this month's big prize of 50 packages of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. And as I mentioned, many of you jumped in and answered the Quizlet this week. We had a bunch of answers yesterday. So, congrats to Elizabeth in Buckley, the five Slabogs of Kingsley, Samuel in Arcadia, Andrew in Hart, Kaya and Alora, Finn, Sam, and Jonah in Traverse City, and this is nifty, Parker and Dorothy, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. And by the way, kids commuters, Dorothy Parker is my favorite writer, so it's fun to see those two names put together. Well, that is it for this week's Kids Commute. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Our producer is Tony Biro. Production help comes from Joseph Levesque. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday.